The new 65? Why the healthiest retirees are throwing out the old playbook. By Katherine Pomeroy. From Kiplinger's Personal Finance. The average 65-year-old American can expect to live an additional 19.7 years, with most people living to roughly age 85, according to the latest CDC data. Women average 20.8 more years and men, 18.4. That's a long time to sit idly by if you're still physically and mentally sharp. Which is why the healthiest retirees aren't settling for the average. Instead, they're actively planning for 95 and beyond and thriving in what was once considered old age. They treat the back half of retirement not as the finish line, but as a time of reinvention filled with new adventures. Here's how they're doing it and how you can too. The new longevity reality. For many, retirement is the well-earned calm that follows decades of hard work. You may start excited for new experiences, but find yourself worrying about the gradual fade out. Today, thanks to better healthcare, diets, exercise, and awareness, many healthy 65-year-olds have three full decades ahead of them, and those in good health often beat the averages by a decade or more. By 2030, 1 in 6 people worldwide will be aged 60 or older. By 2050, the world's population aged 60 years and older will double, and the number of persons aged 80 years or older is expected to triple between 2020 and 2050, according to the World Health Organization. Yet, living to 95 can create a different kind of planning challenge, says Jared Stoltz, VP of Insurance Sales and Associate Chief Underwriter at Diversified Insurance Brokers, Incorporated. Living to 90 or 95 isn't just about longevity, it's about sustaining income and confidence over a much longer timeline. What used to be a 15-year retirement can now stretch 25 to 30 years, which introduces real concerns around outliving assets, market volatility, and rising costs over time. Longevity risk meets real life. This is where the conversation can often shift from accumulation to income, Stoltz says. Many retirees are realizing that having a large portfolio isn't the same as having a reliable income. Strategies that incorporate guaranteed lifetime income are increasingly being used to create a personal pension. These solutions provide a predictable income stream that continues regardless of market conditions or how long someone lives. Which is why financial planners have long urged their clients to plan conservatively to guard against longevity risk, the risk of living longer than expected and running out of money. The healthiest retirees take this one step further. They don't just stretch their savings, they redesign their portfolios and invest in a mixture of stocks, bonds, and cash investments that balance the need for income and growth. They also prepare for curveballs. A lot can change along the way. Remaining flexible and being willing to adjust is key. The four phases most retirees experience. Financial educator Dr. Riley Moines, in his widely viewed TEDx talk, outlines four phases most people experience in retirement that can help you fast track to the good part. The vacation phase, the honeymoon phase. You may travel, sleep in until 9 a.m., and enjoy the extra time retirement provides. The vacation phase is enjoyable for a while. The loss phase, after years of working, many retirees lose their self-worth and sense of identity as routine and purpose slip away. Many often feel bored and restless. The trial and error phase, during this phase, you may experiment by taking up a new hobby, going back to school, volunteering, or phasing into retirement by working part-time. You're essentially searching for what fits this new era in your life. The reinvention phase, this is the back half, the powerful phase of reinvention, where the healthiest retirees shine. They contribute, build legacy projects, like starting a foundation or charitable cause in their name, and stay vital well into their 80s and 90s. The secret? According to Moines, the happiest retirees don't wait around passively for phase four. They enter it deliberately, often by age 70 or 75, by treating retirement as a new beginning rather than an ending. Factors influencing healthy aging. For many, a longer life brings with it opportunities. Besides a new hobby or traveling, older people can also contribute to their families and communities. Yet the extent of these opportunities and contributions depends heavily on one factor, health. If you can experience these extra years of life in good health and you live in a supportive environment, your ability to do the things you value most will be little different from that of a younger person. On the other hand, if the added years are dominated by a decline in physical and mental capacity, the implications are more unfavorable. Maintaining healthy behaviors throughout life can improve your overall physical and mental health and delay the need for long-term care later on. Your practical planning blueprint. You don't need perfect genetics to live your best life. You need a plan. Financially, consider delaying Social Security until age 70 to receive an 8% annual benefit increase. Also, consider using a conservative 3% to 3.5% withdrawal rate from your portfolio instead of following the old 4% rule, especially if you're healthy and aiming for 95. Understand your longevity risk. A common rule of thumb for determining how much you'll need is 80% of your pre-retirement income, though this varies, and you may need more or less, depending on your health and lifestyle. Health-wise, schedule annual checkups that cover cognitive health, mobility, and emotional well-being, not just the standard physicals. An extensive Yale University study of lifestyle habits shows that 5 simple choices, no smoking, a healthy diet, regular movement, a healthy weight, and only moderate alcohol consumption can add 12 to 14 years at age 50. Healthy retirees planning on living to 95 treat these habits as non-negotiable, not optional. Lifestyle and housing. In my work with Gen X and late career boomers, says Joy Levin, a certified professional retirement coach, the healthiest and most fulfilled individuals don't just stay busy. They intentionally and purposefully design multiple chapters, often experimenting with work, learning, and new social environments rather than assuming retirement is a single, static phase. Consider downsizing to a community designed for social connection and walkability. Explore phased retirement to keep your mind engaged and income flowing. Travel either solo or with a group. Volunteer. Do something you love. Your 95-year mindset shift. Retirement isn't the end. It's a 30-year adventure for the healthiest people who treat the back half as a time of reinvention, not hibernation. After all, you already feel younger than 65. Retirement shouldn't be the finish line. It should be the start of your most rewarding chapter. Your 90-year-old self won't just thank you. It'll be out there living the good life and proving every day that planning to 95 isn't optimistic. It's smart. Turning 65 doesn't always mean slowing your pace. For some people, energy levels are still quite high. Even if your joints remind you of your age when you first wake up, you're likely still eyeing an upcoming race or planning your first ride on the mountain bike you received as a birthday gift. Copyright 2026, the Kiplinger Washington Editors, Incorporated, distributed by Tribune Content Agency, LLC. The views and opinions expressed are those of the authors. They are meant for general informational purposes only and should not be construed or interpreted as a recommendation or solicitation. The Epoch Times does not provide investment, tax, legal, financial planning, estate planning, or any other personal finance advice. The Epoch Times holds no liability for the accuracy or timeliness of the information provided.